Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Harbi Akashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Abaso Daf Kuf Ein. The Gemara Amud Beis brings right after the Mishnah that Rav doesn't paskin like the Mishnah. Rav says and Aloch is not like Rabbi Yudah or not like Rabbi Yosi, and he says a different shita. And the Rishbam says, how could Rav argue in the Mishnah? Rav Tana Hu Upolik. He's a Tana, and he argues in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara goes on and says it even more, because the Gemara wants to say that maybe if Rav would hear the Braisa, he would not argue with the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, the Rav also argues in the Braisa. So not only is he arguing the Mishnah, he's arguing the Braisa as well. He's arguing in all the Tanoim that are referring to this Sugya. Rabbi Chon Wasserman, here, in this Daf, he brings that Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Ches Amud Aleph says that although Rav is considered by many, Rav is Tana Upalik, Rabbi Yochanan argues in this concept. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rav is not a Tana. He holds the Rav as an Amoiro. And that's the reason Rabbi Yochanan doesn't bring Rav as a source to rely on, that he has a Tana to rely on. So Chon Wasserman asks a very clever question. We know the rule is, in Shas, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan argued in Rav, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So here we have the question, is Rav a Tana to argue in a Mishnah or not? Rav obviously held that he has the level of a Tana to argue in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan held he's not. He's only a Moir. That's what Tosfos says in Ksuvos. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like, Rav doesn't have the ability to argue in the Mishnah. And here in our Sugya, we're going to paskin like Rav against the Mishnah. But if the rule is Rav Rabbi Yochanan, look at Rabbi Yochanan, we should not be able to paskin Rav against the Mishnah because Rav doesn't have the power of a Tana to argue in the Mishnah. That's the question Rabbi Chaim Wasserman brings over here. And he brings an answer in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, that he says that an Amoiro could argue in a Tana. Amoiro usually could argue in a Tana. It's not a problem for an Amoiro to come and disagree with a Tana. So why do we have to get to the concept of Rav Tana Upolik? Because usually an Amoiro tries to avoid arguing with a Tana. If he could, if you tell a Moira, there's a Tana that says different than you, he'll be mevatel his das and not argue with the Tana. But sometimes, and Rechon brings a few examples, when it's clearly there's some mistake, doesn't work out, so the Moira will argue on the Tana. So you may know the answer is like this. Rav held he was a Tana, that's why he didn't have the fear to argue with the Tanaim. But even if we hold he's an Moira, an Moira could argue on the Tanaim as well. The only reason an Amor doesn't argue because it doesn't want to. But Rav held that he could argue that Tana. He didn't have that minia that other Amorim had. And even if we hold these Amoyro, we could accept his day against the Tanoim. Rav Chon continues and he quotes the Igeris of Shri Regoin. There is clear that Rav is not really a Tana or an Amoyro. He's something in the middle. Shri Regoin calls him Tanoi Amoroi. Meaning he's in between Tanoim and Amoroim. And Mimele, if he's between Tanoim and Amoroim, so that explains why he's arguing with Tanoim, and why maybe Rabbi Yochanan does not accept him completely as a Tano, because he's somewhere in between. And we mentioned this early in the Masechta, the name of a Rebbe, or Moshe Pirzitzal, they said in the Shiurim of the Agatas of Rav Bachano, and the reason he brought it there, because Rav Bachano is a Talmid of Rav, that Rav is in between Tanoim and Amoroim. Rav is in that pathway going from the time of Bais Sheni, we know the Mishnah was written, started in Bais Sheni, and it ended right after. Rav is that bridge between the generation of Tanoim and the generation of Amoraim, between the time of Bais Sheni and the time of Golus. Rav is the one who comes to Bavel. He's the one in between. He's the bridge between these generations. And that's the duality that we find in Shas regarding Rav. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomashava@gmail.com.